The Gemara said right in the beginning of the daf, it's the very first Gemara Masechta Shavuos. Mechti, Tana Mimakis Solik, Maishna the Tani Shavuos. And the Gemara gave such a shocking response. Nishum the Tani Chayev ala Roish Tayim, Achas Mikan, Val Hazokin, Shtayim Mikan. V'shtayim mikan v'achas momato, which are chod the mechayev alotarti tana shvuah shtayin shein arba, because it follows along the same signon, as if to say the reason we're learning Masechta Shavuos now is because of the Mishnah that we learned together only a couple of days ago in Daf Yoimi Makis Daf Chav, which discussed the isra of leisakifu pas roishchem and the isra of hashchosas zaka, which are inyanim of chod de mechayev alotarti. So me inyan le inyan, not so much. But it's inyan. We go and we digress to the laws of shvuas, it's a tumma, it's a shabbos, a maris nagam, because they all fit that same gishmak nusach of achashi shtayim or achashi chomesh or shtayin shein arba. It's interesting if you take a look at Tosfos right here on the page. There's a huge Tosfos on that Beis Amid Beis, and equally as long Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, where Tosfos gets very much into the sugya of Leisakifu Pas Roishchen and into the sugya of Hashchas HaZaken. In fact, it's not only Tosfos. If you look in all the Rishonim, there's two places in Shas that the Rishonim deal at great length with the Isser for a person to cut his payas and for the Isser for a person to be mashkes hazaken. One is in Makis Tav Chav, which is the Iker Sugya, and the other is right here. Two places in Shas where the Rishonim felt that this is a place to learn Be'iyun, the Sugya of the Isser for a Yid to cut his payas, and the Sugya for the Isser for a person to be mashkes hazaken. So just following the lead of the Rishonim, I would like, over the next few days, starting today and then tomorrow, we'll really get into it. And that is, just talk a little bit about the Isser Loisakifu Pas Roichem, and a little bit about the Isser of Loisashches Paskoncho, the Isser of Peis HaRoish, and the Isser of Hashchos HaZaken. So tonight, Be'etz Hashem, we'll talk a little bit about the Isser Peis, and then tomorrow, like I said, we'll really get into it. And we'll talk about beards and halacha, which, of course, is a fascinating, fascinating topic. But as it relates to the Isser of Loisakifu Pas Roishchem, two ha'aras. So everyone knows that the Mishnah in Masechtas Makis, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, says that as it relates to the Isser in the Torah for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin, Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyitlenu Besar. You only Chayiv if you cut your beard with a sar. A sar in Yiddish is a gulmeser, right? In English, it's a razor. So the only time there's an Isser for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin, if he does so with a razor. The Makar to the Mishnah, the Gemara says, and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph is a Braisa. The Torah mentions the Isser for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin twice. It says, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. That's a pasuk in Parshas Emor, talking specifically to the Kayanim. And it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. So one time it says, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. The other time it says, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. It says, Tanu Rabbanon, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. Yocha, you would think, Afilu Gilcha B'misperayim Yechayv. That if a person would cut his beard with scissors, he would be Chayv. Talmud Loimar, so the Torah said, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. Lo Yisashkes means you can't be Mashkes it. If you just trim it with a scissor, that's not Hashkes. Now, if Lo Yisashkes had it said, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha, Yochel, I would have thought that in Liktoi Bim Melaket Urehitne Yechayev, that if a person would use any tool in the world, right, a tool that craftsmen used to use, right, you take a lawnmower, I don't know, you take a tool that's not meant for shaving, you would think you'd be Chayev as well, because you were Mashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. Talmud Loimar, it says Lo Yigalechu. No, it says a Lashon of Giluach, which means it has to be something that's technically shaving. Okay, so how do you reconcile it, right? Meaning, is it giluach, or is it ashchasa? Says the Gemara, it has to be a giluach sheyesh bo yashchasa. It has to be that the implement that you use to shave your beard checks off both of these boxes. Hevi yomer, what's an example of a giluach sheyesh bo yashchasa? Zetar. It's the ghoul master, and that's how you know that the Isser of Ashchas Zakin is dafka with a razor. So again, it says twice in the Torah, the Isser for a person to be Mashchas Zakin. It says, Upas Sekonim Lo Yigalechu, and it says, Lo Yisashchas Eis Pasagonecha. And really, the word Yigalechu and the word Lo Yisashchas are not the same word. Yigalechu means to shave. Sashchas means to destroy. But they're both true. So says the Gemara, okay, Tzad. It has to be giluach sheyesh by hashchasa. And what's an example of a giluach sheyesh by hashchasa? Zetar. What is it not? It's not a misparayim, because misparayim is a giluach, right? Barbers use scissors, but it doesn't involve hashchasa. It's also not the malakit or hitni, these two tools that Chazal talked about, because although they have the capacity to be mashchis, but at the same time, barbers don't use them. It's not part of their toolkit, part of their arsenal. And as a result, it doesn't fit into Layigalechu. But at the end of the day, the only time a person's going to be over is if it's Kiluach Sheyesh by Ashchasa, and Hevi Yomer. Chazal's example of that was the tax. So here's the question. This Braisa is clearly talking about the Isser of Ashchasa Zaka. What about the Isser Leisakifu Pas Reishka? Is there any limitation? Is there a halacha that the only time it's awesome with the Raisa, the only time there would be Malkus, if a person cuts his payas off, Chmonel Itzlan, is if he does so with a tar, or no, a Chaych has nothing to do with the Isser of Lois Sakifu Pas Roishchem. It's Isser that's related to Ashchas Zokin. It's based on the wording that the Torah used the two times that it mentioned that Isser, and really it's a Mefurish Braisa. That's specifically regarding this Ashchas Zaken. So that's the question. The Isser Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishchem, is that also only with a tar, or is that not only with a tar? Now, the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah sounds like it's only saying it with regards to the Isser of Ashchas Zaken, right? That's what it sounds like. The Einei Chayiv Adshe Yitlenu Betar. But the truth is, if you look a little more carefully at the Mishnah, it's not so muchach. Because the Mishnah says like this. Again, this is the Mishnah Makis Tavchof Amraf. We literally just learned this a week ago. The Mishnah says, Al HaRosh Shtayim, Achas Mikan, V'Achas Mikan. Al HaZokin Shtayim, Mikan, Ushtayim, Mikan, V'Achas Milmato. And then it says, V'Einei Chayiv Adshe Yitlenu Besar. So I think everyone that ever learns this Mishnah assumes that those last words, V'Einei Chayiv Adshe Yitlenu Besar, is only referring to the last thing that we mentioned. And that is Al HaZok. That Shtayim Mikan, V'Achas Milmato. But as it relates to Al HaRosh, Achas Mikan v'Achas Mikan. There's no criteria of Adshe Yitlenu Besar. That's for sure the Pashtus. And the Braisa surely sounds that way, because the Braisa that is bringing us the Makar is a Tanu Rabbanan on the Sugya of Ashchas Zaken. But it's not 100% Muchach, right? It's not 100% Muchach, because it is possible that that line, V'Einei Chayiv Adshe Yitlenu Besar, is not only referring to the Isser Ashchas Zaken. Maybe it's also referring to the Isser Peyus HaRosh. Either way, this Shaila is what Tosfos talks about right here. So this very, very long Tosfos, the Chayav al HaRosh Shtayim, this is what's going on. Let's just read the first lines of Tosfos in Avenik. Says Tosfos, Nira. Da'af agaf da'al ha-zokon, enei Chayav al ha-batar. Even though when it comes to the beard, you're only Chayav if you shave it with a razor. Could Amar Perek Basur the Makis, the Be'inim Giluach Sheyesh by Ashchasa. Or Be'akofes ha-Rosh, when it comes to Akofes ha-Rosh, Chayav af b'mispirayim ke'entar. Then you're going to be Chayav, even if it's with a scissor, stating that it has to be ke'entar. But as long as it's ke'entar, even though it's not a razor, if somebody cuts his payas off with a scissor, he's going to be over the iser of lois hakifu pas reishchem. Tosfos goes weiter, it's a long Tosfos, but this is be'erich, the chiddush that Tosfos is coming to say. If you take a look at the Ritva, also right here, Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ritva says, V'yesh machloikis ben ha-poiskim zal, im chiyuv ha-kofa betar dafko, dum yudah ashchos ha-zokon, o yafilu b'misperayim ke-entar. Says the Ritva, there's a machloikis ha-poiskim. This is the Ritva talking. So machloikis ha-poiskim in the world of the Ritva is what we would refer to as a machloikis rishoinim, right? So says the Ritva, there's a machloikis ha-poiskim, machloikis rishoinim, whether the isa lo yisakifu pas roishchem is dafko with a tar, or maybe no, maybe afilu b'misperayim ke'entar. U'betoisvis erichu b'zeh harbe. Toisvis was very myrich in this, gam bekan. elsewhere in Shas, but even over here. V'ani herachti bozeh b'mkoyme b'mesachtes makis. And Ritva says, I was also mayrich in this, in mesachtes makis. But he says, you should know, v'das rabbeinu v'dayti the shuris hadin de betar dafka. I hold that the only time a person is over the iser payas is if he cuts it off with a tar. The yalef mashchas hazokin do iskish bikra. Because the Torah juxtaposes, if you look at the psukim, Torah always puts them together. And being that the Torah put them together, once you have this drasha regarding hashchas hazokin, this halach is going to be true not only regarding hashchas hazokin, but this halach is going to be true with regards to akofas haroish. So says the Ritva, even though Tosfos came out not that way, Tosfos was very, very mayrich, but you want to know what I hold? This is what I hold. And the truth is that what the Ritva is saying is a mefurish Tosefta. The Tosefta is in the third parak of Masechtas Makis, where all these sugyas are, and the Tosefta mentions a whole bunch of different halachas related to the Isser Leisakifu, and says in the Tosefta one line, Einoi chayiv ad sheyakifenu betar. You're only chayiv if you're makif betar. But the bottom line is, it's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes Tosfos da beis am beis here in Masechtas Shvuos, the Ritva, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph here Masechtas Shvuos. Obviously, other Rishonim also have opinions on this matter. But often art, it's a big time machlokes Rishonim whether or not the Issa Leisakifu Pas Roishchem is like the Issa Hashchas Hazaken. It's Davke Betar, or maybe no. The Torah only mentioned Tar Giluch Sheyesh by Hashchas regarding this Hashchas Hazaken. But as it relates to the Issa Leisakifu Pas Roishchem over here already now. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Yerudei Simin Kuf Pei Aleph. So the Mechaber brings both Shitas. It's in Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, the only time a person is over the Isser Peyas Arosh is if he takes off his Peyas with the Tar. And there are those that say that it's Osir Afilu b'misparayim ke'ein Tar. V'yesh lochosh l'divrayim. And says the Mechaber that you should be chayish for those shitas, you should be machmer, and a person should not take off his Peyas even b'misparayim ke'ein Tar. If you take a look at the Vilna Goyen in Bir Hagura, so the Goyen says like this, Einoi chayiv ela betar. Toisefta Sham, Perikim Lalacha Zayin. Doesn't bring the Rishonim, right? The Goyin is a step before the Rishonim. Says the Goyin, what's the Makar? Toisefta Sham. It's the Toisefta that we just read. It's Mefurish. Ein Echai Velabatar. Viyesh. Oisrim b'misparayim ke'ein tar, says the Vilna Goyin, the masnisin mashma davka azoken. Because in the Mishnah, it's mashma, right? It's not muchach. But in the Mishnah, it's mashma davka Bezokin. What does he mean? He means the Mishnah Makis that says the inay chayv ad sheyitlanu besar. It sounds like it's going on the second halacha of the Mishnah. It sounds like it's going on the halacha of the Mishnah of hashchas hazaken. Ukemoishem mitzayin sham the gemara ve'inay chayv tanu rabbanon upaskan v'chulu. So to go in and. The reason it's mashma that way is because of the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. What does the guy mean to say? Pashut, right? Just learning up the guy. He means to say that really from the Mishnah, although it's mashma, but it's not muchach that way, because maybe really that line, the Inei Chayiv, is Ela Batar, is going back on both things that are mentioned. Sai Peis HaRosh and Sai Hashchas HaZokin. Abazok the guy, and you want to know why it's mashma that way, Kamersha Mitzayin Shom Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara, Vein Echayiv V'chulu. Tan Rabbanon, Upaskanon, V'chulu. Then he says, V'chein Mashma Perek Vav, the Nazar, Ayin Tois V'shvu, is that Beis Amid Beis, the Tois is Nazar Mem Aleph Amid Beis. This is what's going on. The bottom line is, these are the two Shittos. So when we learn Masechtas Makis, Daf Chaf, from the last Machzer, we mentioned Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, which is really right here on the page. Shvuas Daf Beis Amid Beis. I just think it's to Kedai to Chazer over the Kasha and the Im Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyon Ashas asks a bomb Kasha. Kiveger asks that we know, it's a Mishnah, a person is not allowed to komis here on Shabbos. The reason a person is not allowed to komis here on Shabbos is because there's a concern that maybe when he's combing his hair, he's going to pull out some of his hairs, he's going to violate one of the Lama Tes Malachas. And even though David Sheinim is Chavin, according to some, is Mutter, but Abayev HaRavah, the Amri Travayu, Moed Rab Shimon, the Psik Reisha, so it's a Psik Reisha, says the Mishnah, and it's for that reason, it's Aser for a person to comb his hair on Shabbos. There's another Mishnah, and this is Masechtas Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, ever. And the reason is because a Nazir has an Isser to cut his hair. And again, when he combs his hair, there's a chashash that some of the hair might fall out. And even though, again, it's a Dovah Shein Mitzchavin, but it's a Psikresha. And because it's a Psikresha, it's for that reason it's Asr. Fake Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, it should come out that it's Asr for a Yid to ever comb his payas. Why? Because when you comb your payas, L'chayre, there's a chashash that you might pull payas out. And if you're going to pull out some hears, it's going to come out that you're over lo yisakif u'pas roish. So zok Rav Kiva Eger, that if you hold like the shittis, that the only time there's an issur of lo yisakif u'pas roish is if you use a gul meser, you use a razor. Okay, so a comb doesn't fit that criteria. It's not a tar. If it's not a tar, so based on that, it won't be a problem. Oh, but the shittas toisus right here on the page in Shavuos Daf Beis Amud Beis, that the issur is that what afilu b'misperayim ke'ein tar. So says Rav Kiva Eger, it's posh to me, a comb should be no different, right? A misprime can't tar, a malakit for a hitney, a comb, it's all the same. If you don't need a tar, so then that should be a problem. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Kivega, that's what should come out. And he says, Vitzorich Ian Ladina, he says, I'm not 100% sure. And then he says, Vikosafti Mezeb Tshuva. I want you to know, I wrote about this already in the Tshuva. It's interesting, this kasha, the Rabbi Kivega asked, now it's not kasha, right? It's just more Vitzorich Ian Ladina. Rav Kiveger asked to the Chassam Sofer. And really, we have two tshuvas. In Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer, in Yerideya, tshuva kuf lamites, and Yerideya tshuva kuf mem. I'll tell you one interesting thing about this tshuva, and that is that the correspondence that the Chassam Sofer Rav Kiveger had in this tshuva was before the Chassam Sofer was Rav Kiveger's Eidim. I mean, the raya is, because the date of the tshuva is Tof Kuf Ayin, and the Chassam Sofer's Ishta Rishoyna passed away in Tof Kuf Ayin Beis. But even more than that, if you go through the tshuva and you see the way the Chassam Sofer is talking to Rav Kiveger, we have one side of the conversation, he's not talking to Shver. Number one, the Hakdama, just the way he refers to him as Yisu Horim Shalom Lenoifech Saper V'Yalim Yigdal Kisei V'Yorim Karnoi Harehu Arav Agoyin Agadol Amiti Amafursim Karugas Aboisim Neiro Yor, etc., etc. Kiva Eger Ob Bez Deveram Dekila Kedosha Friedland. He doesn't ever refer to him as a Shver over here because he wasn't a Shver yet at this point. But either way, says the Chassam Sofer that, you know, you sent me this gewaldige kasha, a tzorich in ledina, right? You want to know, according to the shittas that hold, that the iser of lo yisakif u'pas roishchem is lav dafka with a tar, it's even the misparayim ke'ein tar, then tzorich in ledina, maybe it should be also for a person to comb his pay. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to Rabbi Kiveger as follows. He says that before we discuss the kasha, I want you to know, you wrote tzorich in ledina, I have no tzorich in ledina. And the reason is because Ivra, loy chazino le rabbonim kshishi de mizaru bahachi, because I never saw the alter rabbonim be nizar in this. Vegan, and more than that, ro'isi le moiri agoyin, chosicha bekohuno, moireinu verabbeinu, arabnosin adlo zechetzadik levrocho, mori do uvdo, do ovid hachi. And if that's the case, shma mino, les de chosh lahay milsa. Umiyu time a boy. And chenami, it needs a time. No, but Rav Kiveger said tzorichin ledina. So the Chassam Sofer told Rav Kiveger, there's no tzorichin ledina. Because I know, number one, like chazina l'rabbanan kshishi demizan rubahachi, and besides, I saw Mary Agoyin achat shepakuni Rav Nassin Adam, Mary Duv the David Hachi. So Weisslois, the issue is not an issue. So there's no tzorichin ledina, said the Chassam Sofer. Now, in terms of why not, time a boy. So with regards to that, the Chassam Sofer was Meirich, and it's really two tshuvas long, but the haschalas ha-mahalach of the Chassam Sofer was based on a Peledig Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that's when Rambam talks about these halachas, it's in halacha vav. So the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, "Upeyazu shemanichin bitzida lo inosnu b'chachamim shir." There's no mefurish shir as it relates to like how many hears does a person have to have by his payas not to violate the iser payas? V'shamanu mizkeinenu. But the Rambam says, we heard from our elders, she'enu maniach pachas me'arbaim sairis, that you have to have at least 40 hears. That's the cutoff. So if you're going to have 40 hears, then you're fine. If it's going to be less than 40 hears, then already you're running into issues. This is this Peledigashir, Divrei Nevi'is, that the Rama mentions, and he says, Shamanu miskeinenu. So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. He says, it's posha to me that this shir that the Rama mentioned, miskeinenu, is not one of the shirim that were nema aloch l'moish misinai. This is not me based dino shal yaivitz. I don't think this is one of those shirim. In fact, I think, says the Chassam Sofer, that the Rambam held that the irais of the Geshir is that a person is not allowed to remove his payas to the point where he's going to have less than 2 hears. Because really, the Lashon HaGemara, Masechtas Makis, is that what is a person not allowed to do? You're not allowed to smooth the sides of your ear with your forehead, right? That's the yisoid of what the iser is. As long as there's two hears, which is considered a sheer hear in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that would mean it's not smooth. There's something obstructing. As long as there's something obstructing, that would be enough for you not to be over the iser deraisa. Nor vas, Chazal wanted that it should be nicker that you have payas. And for that, they said, Arbom Cyrus. But it's not a real shear, because no one ever heard of this shear. The Rambam Adam is Cyrus, Miskeinenu, not Mehalocha Lamosha Misinai, Azad the Rabban and the Geshir. But Zokhtach Sam Soifer, that what emerges is that according to the Rambam, the shear, Midai Raisa really is, that a person is not allowed to cut off all his hair and get to the point where he's going to have less than two hairs. But as long as a person has two hairs, even if he's cutting his payas, he's not going to be over the Issa Deiraisa of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roshcha. So says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, that's poshet. That according to the Shita Zeraman, there's no problem over here. Right? There's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because at the end of the day, what are the chances that a person, through combing his payas, is going to pull out so many hairs that he's going to have less than two hairs? I mean, even less than 40 is not shchiach, but certainly less than two, which the Chassam Sofer learned up in the Rambam, is the real shear. Now, the problem is that there are shitas of Rishonim that argue with the Rambam. The shitas of Rishonim that hold that the iser of lo yisakifu pas roishcha is to pull out two hairs. And the minute you pull out two hairs, then already it's going to be a problem. So according to those shitas, sarachin ladina, how are you going to be miyashavit? How are you allowed to comb your payas with why you're not worried that two hairs are going to come out? Said the Chassam Sofer, I think you're going to have to say that according to those shitas, and a chenami, the iser of lo yisakifu pas roishchem is dafka b'tagul maser. It's dafka with a tar. So says the Chassam Sofer, m'mon of chach, this is the yetzah. Either we're going to say that the reason it's not a problem, hagam, it's also really to pull out payas with a comb, because it's also to pull out payas with misperayim kentar, is based on the fact that there's a shear. What's the shear? 40, which midday raisa means even two. So what are the chances that a person will pull out all his hair by combing his payas? Very, very little. Or we're going to say that the iser is taka, only with a tar. If you hold that the iser is even misperayim ke'entar, shitas toisos and shuas dabez amabez va'oid rishoinim, so then you're going to have to say, like the Rambam, that the iser is to pull out so many hairs where you're going to get to the point where you have less than two hairs, or even on midrabanon level, less than 40 hairs. If you hold that the iser is to cut even only two hairs, so then you're going to have to say that the iser is dafka with a tar, but m'mon of shach zil hachi v'zil hachi, that's the Eitzah. And the Chassam Sofer said that it's pasha to me that what I'm saying is MS. And he says, I'll just prove it to you even a little bit more. He said, because really, this halacha that you're not allowed to comb, right? It's a Mishnah by Nazir. Why are you telling me to be by a Nazir? If it's also for a person to comb his payas, the Mishnah should have said it's also to comb your payas. So the Chassam Sofer said, really, and this is his whole gisha to this Indian. His gisha was, number one, I saw Rav Nosson Adler do it. So to me, it's checkmate. Number two, why is it not a Mishnah? Why are we talking about a Nazir? Why are we talking about these funny cases? Tell me the normal case. You're not allowed to comb your payas. Seems like Tzadikim would do this. Rav Nosson Adler did it. So if you're telling me it's Osir, so then tell me that it's Osir. The Teretz is, it's not Osir. The question is why? Says, look, Chassam Sofer, I don't know, I can go this way, I can go that way. Either because you need a tar, or you tell me Shitas Toysers, okay, there's also Shitas Rambam. Meaning, I'm able to make it work. Lemaisa, the Chassam Sofer had a lot more to say on this inyan. Reb Kiva Eger responded to the Chassam Sofer. We don't have Reb Kiva Eger's response to the Chassam Sofer, but we have the Chassam Sofer's counter response to what Reb Kiva Eger said. And from the Chassam Sofer's counter-response, it's mevur that one of the kashas Reb Kivega asked the Chassam Sofer was that if the whole Eitzah here, and what the Velt is being Soymechon, the reason that a problem is this Mamon of Shach, what's the Mamon of Shach? Either Tar, or you have to cut all you hear to the point that you don't even have two Cyrus. The math doesn't work in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The reason the math doesn't work in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is because the Mechaber paskins that lechatchila you should be chayish for Shitas Tosfos, right? We mentioned the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber wants you to be machmer when it comes to the sugya, and the Mechaber also is machmer. The Mechaber says that person is not allowed to even cut two payas. So the Mechaber said that there's an issue when it comes to using a misperayim kentar, which means you can't use a kol. And the Mechaber also says 2 years. So at the end of the day, how are you going to make this work? So said Rav Kirega back to the Chassam Sofer in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't add up. I mean, you're telling me it's based on this Maman of Shach. How is it going to work out? So this is what the Chassam Sofer responded to him. The Chassam Sofer writes back to this. Umashaka Safta, the Ikoi Chachti, the Efshel Mitfas betray Chumri. Right? You can't take on the two Chumras. That's the Hesper in the why the Tan of the Mishnah never mentioned that we mentioned it by Nazir. Yiksha Amaron b'Shulchan Aruch v'Amasha Kosa b'Beis Yosef, etc. etc. This cheshbon. So he writes back to him like this. Chassam Sofer talking to Rabbi Kivegi. He says Ahuvi Yedidi. Right. Once he was his edim. This is a whole different nusach. It's chamusi. Right. But now at this point it was what? It was Ahuvi Yedidi. Im ein leheshev aloi chocha shali. If the only answer you have on what I'm saying is Rak Mishum Dimkein Yikshal Bali Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have a kasha on the Mechaber. Imkein Arei Kfar Zochinu Lahater Peis Arosh. L'maisa we were Mater Peis Arosh V'loi Nishar Elo Kushi Ala Beis Yosef. All we have is a kasha on the Beis Yosef. He says, no, you have a kasha on the Beis Yosef. Umisha Daito Rechova Midatenu. Someone who is a bigger Balkishman than us, Yitar Tzeno. Let him answer it. But at the end of the day, I hold the fact that the time of the Mishnah didn't mention it is a riot that it's not Osir. I think it's either for one of these two reasons. The math doesn't work with the Beis Yosef. No, Misha Daita Rechava Midatenu Yitar Tzen. And I don't know whose das was Rechava from the Chassam Sofer of Kiva Eger. Abel Amaisa, Misha Daita Rechava Midatenu Yitar Tzen. It's a fascinating exchange between the Chassam Sofer of Kiva Eger. It's a famous truva because of that one line where the Chassam Sofer says it can't be what the Rebbe is saying. You know, what Kivege is saying might be an issue because Ro'isi Lemoiri are going Chosicha Bekahun Rab Nasan Adlus Atzal Mori Do'uv the David Achi. To me, it's also interesting that this is an exchange between Kivege and the Chassam Sofer before they were Shver and Edim Ahuvi Yedidi. Even this line, Misha Daite Rechavim Yedatenu Yedatzenu. Even the whole Mahalach of the Chassam Sofer is a little mechudish in this tshuva.